It could not be avoided due to the screaming demands of our frantic fans. We've produced yet another 32-second production.
This is the BritLit podcast with dramatic readings and dialogues, making British literature fun.
It's time for the Animal Farm, and we crammed the whole of Animal Farm into 32 seconds. We went through this text and pulled out some of the key lines, so I'll have to give another warning. If you're about to listen to it, have not read Animal Farm, stop the podcast, put it on pause, go pick it up and read it. It'll take you, what, hour and a half, 2 hours? Short read. Unless you're in third grade, it'll take you 3 weeks. And come back and press pause. Unpause. All right, pause. All right, you're back. Welcome. It's time for the 32-second Animal Farm. On your marks, get set, go.
Beast of England, beast of Ireland. Four legs good, two legs bad.
Comrades, pigs need milk and apples.
I will work harder.
Death to Animal Farm.
Charge!
The enemy has overthrown our windmill.
Snowball did it.
I will work harder.
Hen, surrender your egg.
Napoleon is always right.
The banknotes are all forgeries.
Frederick. Serves you right.
There it lies, Sugar Candy Mountain.
I will work harder.
To the hospital, the slaughterhouse.
Pass me the whiskey.
All animals are equal, but some of them are equal than others.
That was dramatic genius. An original performance by the BritLit Podcast Company. We had Megan, Alec, Kristen, and Taylor playing the sheep and the pigeons, my personal favorite role in this 32-second Animal Farm. Dominic played Squealer. Jacob Osborne played Boxer and Pilkington. Kristen Davis also played Farmer Jones. Alec Cook played Napoleon. And Mr. Whimper was played by Megan. And Taylor played the part of Moses. And the animal sound effects, the Oscar goes to Megan Bean for the pig noises and the wonderful pigeon cooing, or whatever that is called. Wonderful. There you have it. The 32-second Animal Farm from the BritLit Podcast Acting Company. We had a blast doing this, writing it this time. I think you haven't seen the last of the 32-second production. So hopefully we'll have some more to boot in the future. Coming up next, we're doing a little unit on Dylan Thomas. Jacob Osborne's going to be pioneering that one, piloting that production. So come back and visit us. We'll have that up relatively shortly for you to enjoy. It's going to be a little bit of a different format. It's going to be a bit more of a talk show format. So might have some fun there for you poet buffs, or even, you know, you BritLit podcast veterans. Leave us a comment on BritLit.podomatic.com. Let us know what you think, what you like, and we'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the BritLit Podcast, a production of Mr. Craig's second period class from Grapevine, Texas, where British literature is made fun. Make sure to visit the website at www.britlit.podomatic.com and keep tuning in for more dramatic readings and dialogues.